Morning. So wonderful to see everybody gathered together. What a beautiful weekend it has been. Excited that we are here for our time of worship together as the church family. If you are a guest with us, we are excited you are with us, and we would love to have a record of that. We have guest cards that are located in the pews in front of you. If you could, fill that out, whether it's your first time with us or you've been several times and have not filled it out, and put that in the offering plate, we would greatly appreciate that. I'm going to give you just a few moments to get a pen out or pencil, and some Sundays seem to have just a few more announcements to make sure that are announced behind the pulpit, and this is one of those. So I want to make sure you have something to write with to jot down the information you need with what pertains to you. First of all, you'll see starting last Sunday there was information out about the pictorial that we will have. We have a new directory that is in the works, and we need your family to sign up for a time to have your picture taken. There's information on each end here that talks more about that, and I think sign-ups begin today after worship. And tonight, we have two very special events this evening. Awana Awards are tonight at 4:30 to celebrate all the work that the workers and teachers have put in, and specifically the children and how they have worked so diligently over the past year, and a time of celebration congratulating for that work. Workers, if you could be here at 2:30 to help set everything up for that. And that's when FSYC will also be here to help or to have the final preparation for their program that will be tonight at 7. We're looking forward to that blessing for them leading us into a time of worship tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. Not quite done yet. Also, the nominating reports are out. If you'll see them here and here, we have a basket in the atrium. If you could place them in there after you filled those out, make sure to go ahead and pick those up. Pick an extra one up and hand it to the person that you know should be here this morning and is not, so they can be a part and continue to be a part of what God is doing as well. VBS teachers, we have your curriculum ready in the fellowship hall. I told you I had a lot. Please pick those up after this service. And our very last announcement, this Wednesday at 7:30, we will be blessed to have Rebecca Jackson share a little bit about her mission trip to Nicaragua. I think I finally said that right. And we're excited about that opportunity. That'll be in the fellowship hall this Wednesday at 7:30. Are there any other announcements this morning before we begin our worship service? I didn't think so. I think I covered it. So let's bow our heads and open our service with a word of prayer. God, we are excited to see how you are at work in so many ways. And Lord, in all honesty, you know that that is just a small piece of how you're at work in our lives and through the community. We're excited to see how your love is shown through us this morning as we worship you, and how it will extend through us this week as we go about our lives that you have blessed us with. God, prepare our hearts and our minds with everything that is before us now. May we rest in your presence now, knowing that you are in control. You guide us, you lead us, and your love is never ending. It is what gives us life and breathes new meaning into us each and every day, each and every second. God, show us a new way to realize that this morning, as you've made us a new creation in your Son, Jesus Christ. We love you and pray in his name always, first and foremost. Amen. Now let us prepare our hearts for our service.
If you would all turn with me to page 621, please. And if you'll stand and sing, we're going to sing all three verses.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for such a beautiful day to come to your house and worship. Please be with all the persons listed on our prayer requests who are needing your healing hands. Please be with these tithes and offering and bless them to do your service. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.
Morning. Give you all time to get situated. Always great to see you come down. I love seeing everybody here so I can see face to face who I'm talking to, how God's blessed us this morning, and is going to teach us something when we come together like this. What I need you to do is take one, maybe I get some help right here, one of these pieces of paper. I have a picture for you this morning. Take one and pass it as quickly as you can around real quick so everybody can get one of these pieces of paper. It's a picture for you. And you may not be able to recognize what the picture is right away. And that's the point. That's the point. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with this picture as soon as you see it. I want to make sure you can see it because you're going to actually have to stare at it for 15 seconds. And maybe you can do it without blinking. All right. So I'm going to count for you. Okay. So I want you to stare at the picture. Look at the middle of the picture and stare at it for 15 seconds. And after 15, you're going to close your eyes and cover your eyes and keep them closed to see if you see something. Okay? All right, I'm going to count, so go ahead and stare at the picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, don't blink, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Now close your eyes, cover your eyes with your hand, keep them closed. And tell me if you see anything. You see something? And you too? All right. What do you see? You see Jesus' head. All right. Good job. And if you didn't see it right away, you might be able to take it to children's church or with your parents later, and they can try it with you. And that actually has something to do with our Bible story this morning. See, if you look at the picture right like it is right now, you probably don't recognize it. But after you did what I told you, you could recognize Jesus' face. And we're still talking about in the Bible, after Jesus' death and resurrection, he was talking to his followers. And after he was resurrected and came back to life out of being dead, he was talking to people and he was showing them, listen, I'm alive and I need you to tell people about who I am and the fact that I'm alive now. So in Luke chapter 24, we have a couple verses here I want to read to you all. And this is after a couple people are traveling from one village to another. They're actually going on to Emmaus from Jerusalem. And while they're walking, Jesus comes along beside them. But they don't recognize Jesus. And listen where we pick up in verse 30. It says, when he, Jesus, had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and he blessed it. And breaking it, he gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. But then he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road and while he was explaining the scriptures to us? And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. They were really excited to be able to talk to Jesus, and they didn't recognize him right away. But once Jesus let them see who he was, they saw it was Jesus and they couldn't believe it. They were very excited Jesus was alive and they had to go tell other people. So this morning, I want us to continue to remember how important it is for us to tell other people that Jesus is alive. I know it's a couple weeks after Easter, but we still need to share that great message. He's alive, he's risen from the dead, and we're praising his name because of that. And invite him to church to do the same, okay? Let's pray about that right now. God, thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for the love he has for us. Teach us how to tell other people about him. In his name we pray, amen. Okay, you can take your paper with you. I'll see y'all next week.
So while the children are making their way back to their seats, if you all would turn with me to page 285, and it's going to be the first, second, and last verses of Wherever He Leads, I'll Go. I'll stand.
Thank you. You may be seated. The hymns have such powerful message. And the second verse of that hymn caught me. He drew me closer to his side. I sought his will to know. And in that will, I now abide. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Isn't that what worship is about? Today, God wants to draw us closer to his side and to disclose his will to us in a very powerful way. I would invite you to open your bulletin to our prayer concerns and prayer needs and prayer opportunities. I would like to add the name of Richard O'Quinn to our prayer list. Richard's wearing a heart monitor for the next several days. We want to be keeping him in our prayers. And also on our ongoing list is the name of Miss Jane Fields. That's Cindy's mom, and she's having some difficulties right now. We want to be remembering her in a very special way, just keeping her lifted up in our prayers. Lisa Ratz, also on our ongoing list, is recuperating from surgery. We want to continue to remember her. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, would you reach out your arm right now, like a dad might to his young child, and gently but firmly draw us closer to your side. Give us ears to hear your voice in the clamoring of all the voices that would try to occupy our ears. Let us feel your embrace and listen for your direction and instruction because, oh God, you never lead us wrong. And would you, oh God, this morning take our choir and use them not only this morning as they lead us in worship, but then tonight as they share in their program. We might hear your voice afresh and anew. And Lord, we have gathered here to worship you, and part of worship is recognizing the power of prayer. And so we have a list of names of which we diligently and faithfully pray for. And we ask, O God, that you might hear our prayer on their behalf, even at this moment. Those that are suffering the loss of loved ones. Think of Jack Bryan and the loss of his mom this past week. Those that are recuperating from procedures. Those that are anticipating procedures. Lord, those who have special need that you know all about. And Lord, for those that maybe we haven't mentioned but are on our heart and mind right now, you know them. We lift them to your care as well. Bless us now as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And ask, O God, that you draw us close to you and share your will for our life. In Christ's name. Thank you, FSYC.
Faith, you go, girl.
I know you want to be here tonight and hear how God will use them to speak to us again. Because even when the pain is there, He can be stronger in our life. What a tremendous message. Thank Luann for leading us. Leonard is away on in Wilmington. I think actually coming back today from being with his family down there. And appreciate Luann filling in for us today. Let me invite you to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as we begin to look at what it means to be networking with the body of Christ. I thought 25 years ago I never would have preached a sermon on networking because the concept just didn't have an awful lot of meaning. But boy, it does today, doesn't it? How do we come together to be the body of Christ? Well, Paul understood that. He understood that we network together, and one of the beautiful passages is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to begin to read in verse 12, and we're going to read through verse 26. If you're able, let me invite you to stand as a way of honoring the reading of God's Word. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves and free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? Or if the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as He chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but the members may have the same care one for another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His most holy word. Would you pray with me? Lord, we know You make us stronger even than our problems and our pain. And Lord, as we think of the world in which we live and the need in the family and in persons' lives, we understand there is power when we, Your church, are networking together in the proper way. Help us even now to begin to examine our role, our opportunity as a disciple of Yours to make Your church all it can be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me invite you to open your hymn book to page 275, "I Surrender All." That will be our hymn of decision at the conclusion of our service. Networking. Boy, that's a term that we all know. I have a wireless network at my house. We have one here at the church. For those of you who may not be computer savvy, that means that we can run computers to our printer and to the internet through the air without cables. by being connected to a network. I remember a story, I couldn't find all the details, but it was like after we had discovered or we had invented the telephone, that the Brits decided that they didn't want to be outdone, so they said one of their archaeologists went 50 years before we invented and found copper wire. And when they had dug down about 10 feet, and so they figured that they had really discovered how to do phones first. Well, Germany didn't want to be outdated, so they said, well, we went down and found one 20 years before you. Well, Italy wanted to be there. They went down 30 years before. So finally, a few years later, an archaeologist from Australia said, I dug down 30 feet, didn't find anything, which just goes to prove Australia had gone wireless before anybody. But we're a wireless network, aren't we? I shared with the choir that for them to lead us in worship, they need to be the leading worshiper. Well, who do we worship? Today we're in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit of God. A network is sharing. One definition I read, it says it's a supported system. I like that for the church. A supported system of sharing information and services among individuals and groups that have a common interest. It's a good definition. And that's what the church is. That's what Paul was trying to say, I think, in this letter, that we all work together. I want to remind us of a truth that I hope's not wasted on us. Our community needs this church. And I would almost say, in fact, I think I would say, that if ever there comes a time when our community doesn't need us, we don't need to exist. When the church is not relevant, when the church is not making an impact, oh, it may not be in some tremendously big way, but that usually doesn't change lives anyway. That's kind of a splash in the pan. It's that daily walking, that daily praying. You know, we get so many comments back when on Wednesday night we send out letters to folks just to say, you were prayed for. And I've received those letters from other churches, and I recognize and realize how powerful that is. All members of God's network, we must be fitted together. God created us to work together in a process. He placed us here. I honestly believe that regardless of the size of the church, that God has a plan. Let me ask you it another way. Did you pray before you joined Flat Springs? Well, it's too late now. You've already joined, so we've got you. You can't change. But do we pray? Do we pray, say, God, how can I now, feeling your Holy Spirit leading me to unite with this family of believers, how can I use the way you created me, the talents you gave me, the abilities you've given me, the resources you've given me, the circle of influence that I have? How can that be used to your glory? That's networking, isn't it? We all must be fitted together. Fit is important. I love the story. It's one of my favorites of the kindergarten teacher. Do you pray for kindergarten teachers? We should pray for all our teachers. They have a difficult assignment today. But I love this one. It was a cold time, and they had been there. And in kindergarten, you know, you had to pull your boots off when you took your nap or your shoes off. And this little fella today had worn some ill-fitting cowboy boots. They can be hard to put on and hard to take off. Well, he asked for help, and she could see why, because even after her pulling and pushing, those little boots just didn't want to go on. But finally, with a great deal of energy and effort, she got them on, to which he said, they're on the wrong feet. And she looked down, and sure enough, They were. Well, they didn't come off any easier than they went on. But with great effort, she made the switch and got them back on with just as much effort as the first time. And she said, "There," to which he looked up at her and said, "You know, these aren't my boots." "Why didn't you tell me?" But in her frustration, again, and with maybe a little more strength than she had used the first time and the second time, she removed those boots before he had time to tell her, "They're my brother's boots. Mama wanted me to wear them today." With great effort, the boots had to go back on. Finally, almost exhausted, she said, "There, they're on. It's time to go. Wear your mittens. Don't get ahead of me." He said, "I stuffed them in the toes of my boots." You ever had a day like that where it just didn't fit and it was hard to make it fit? It was hard to get it. And no matter what you try, you know what? We have neighbors that live their life. We've got folks right now while we're here worshiping and praising God. They're wondering about how they're going to get through today. And we sing sometimes, and it's true. People need the Lord. And they need a wireless network, if you will, a spiritual network of people who are praying together and striving together and trying to determine what the needs are and making a difference. We've already mentioned that the nominating committee sheets are out. Maybe we should change the name of the nominating committee. Maybe we should call it the Ministry Discovery Group. Because I hope that when you take that paper, and for the whole month of May, we're going to be asking you to fill that out. But I hope you won't just get it and say, "Oh, well, I know we need to do this, I'll do that. Or I've always done that, I'll do that." I wonder if we would make it a matter of prayer and say, "God, have you blessed me? What is my gift? What can I do? How can I become a part of a greater good? How can I unite my energy and my effort that we at Flat Springs might be able to do more than I could do by myself?" That's networking. Not only must the network be fitted correctly, but it must be fed. There's an interesting thing, and it might be wasted on you. Probably in verse 13, when he says, "We're one spirit and we're all baptized," you got that as the first ordinance. You might miss the second ordinance. It's at the end of that verse, and he says, "We are Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. We're all made to drink of one spirit." That's the second. That's the second ordinance of our church. That's communion. We do it a little more than quarterly here. There's beauty in doing it not very often, but there's also beauty in doing it more, because when you hold in your hands a cup and someone from the sacred desk says, "That's the blood of Christ," and you hold in your hand a piece of bread and someone says, "That's the body of Christ," you begin to understand that Paul understood that the network must be supplied. It must be fed. That's what he was talking about when he talked about drinking of that spirit. My goodness. I bet if we were to think about it today, each one of us has been at least exposed to spiritual junk food this week, haven't we? I mean, it inundates those other wireless networks, TV and radio, and conversations around water coolers and at the schoolhouse. It's easy to feed ourselves on the wrong thing. When are we being fed? Are we being fed often enough? Are we eating enough? Where are we being fed? Have our homes become discipleship stations? Do we understand that God entrusts to us, one of those things, parents, that God entrusts to us who have children as our children. And we're networking them every day more than anybody else, especially for the first few years of their life. A growing disciple is always understanding that we have to feed on the Word. A disciple understands that being a part of God's church and feeding on God's Word, that's not optional. That's a requirement. It's important that our network makes a difference. It's interesting to me that occasionally I'll see folks that have discovered our wireless network and they'll just pull in our parking lot and just park. And since it's not secured, maybe it should be, maybe I'll get some conversation after this meeting. And he said, "Well, Pastor, let's get our network secured." But people will just, and you know, I like that. Isn't that what church is supposed to be, spiritually speaking? That people are supposed to know there's something in the air around here. And you can tune in. You can get connected here to a network that will change your life, that will change your family, that will change our community. I think that's what he's talking about. But we've got to be fed. We've got to be strong. We've got to understand that God has blessed us, each one of us. And my goodness, when I look out, and I know maybe all of us, most of us anyway, and I know how God has given us talent. And God has given us ability. I remember a pastor years ago saying, and I don't remember where I was when I heard this, but he had come to us as a speaker from Anchorage, Alaska. And he was talking about this very thing. He was talking about how he was trying to discover what his people could do. And so they were trying to open the doors a little wider and say, if you've got a gift, we want you to use it for the Lord. And we want you to write down, and we're going to give you a position. We're going to claim it in our church. You're going to be on our nominating committee list. And one day he got a rather one of those forms came back, and it was kind of strange. And I'm going to dare to say you probably never thought about what I'm fixing to tell you. One person said they wanted to do. They wanted to begin. Are you ready for this? An accordion evangelistic outreach. I mean that accordion. You know what I'm talking about? That thing. And at the first thought, well, this person, well, let's just say they marched to a different drum. You know where I'm going with that. They were a little unique. But any thought, well, I said, tell me your talent. And lo and behold, two other people said they'd help with the accordion evangelistic outreach. And so now they had three. And so that year, they put on the nominating sheet the accordion evangelistic outreach team. But he had a little more vision of what he would do. And he was pretty good with an accordion. That may be an oxymoron, but I'm not sure. You can go look up oxymoron if you don't know what that means. He would go out on the streets of Anchorage, Alaska, and play his accordion, and his two helpers would pass out tracts. And that year, four people came to know Christ as their Lord and Savior with an accordion evangelistic outreach team. Now, I'm not aware if we have any accordion players at Platte Springs Baptist Church. But we each have gifts. We each have abilities. We each have those things that God has given us the ability to do. We might start a coin collecting ministry or a stamp collecting ministry. I know our group began to think back. And they celebrated Lenny this past week with going back to the original recipe of the meatloaf. And I remember when we did the purpose-driven life years and years ago. And Lenny caught a vision that his gift was cooking. And we went through three or four things trying to find where Lenny could cook, and none of them fit him. So he just made him up one. And out of that came the Ronald McDonald Ministry, and it's still going strong. Because someone realized God had given them a gift. Isn't that powerful? God has given each of us that. And we can then, and as soon as Lenny shared his vision with us, 20 guys signed up to go with him. And most of us are still there. And now we've added more. That's how God works. That's networking, isn't it? That's working together for the kingdom of God. And I think of all the different groups that go in our church, from Discipleship Now to the Dorcas group to the Mission Projects to going to Kentucky to... It just keeps going because we keep thinking. Today, let me challenge and encourage us to keep thinking. Finally, this morning, all members of our network must function. We've got to look for it. We've got to find it. I love, and I'd never thought of this, but when I read this, it made sense to me. Behavioral scientists have discovered that we usually see things that we're prepared to see. You ever thought about that? Well, keep listening. It'll make sense to you. This is all centered in a network of nerve cells called the reticular activating system. I bet somebody calls that the RAS. Don't you guess somewhere they've done that, they've shortened that. The reticular activating system. Everybody has this system. The reticular activating system works like this. Once something has been brought to our attention and we're prepared to see it, we'll see it virtually everywhere we go. For example, if you decide to buy a new car, you make up your mind that you're going to buy a certain brand, a certain body style, and a certain color. Now, you'll start to see those cars everywhere. You'll see them on the road. You'll see them in advertisements, in papers. They're just everywhere. Now, what's happening? They've always been where they were, but now you're prepared to see them. Suddenly, you're locked in, and you just weren't paying attention before. What are we paying attention to? I don't know. If there is an RAS, that reticular activating system, then today I'm going to ask for a SRAS, a spiritual reticular activating system. Jesus would say, you have an ear, hear what the Spirit says. I would add to that, we who have spiritual eyes, let us see what the Spirit would reveal to us. So it is with the kingdom of God. A simple question. Simple. And each of us must answer it ourselves. Are we giving our best? Are we doing our best? Simple question. The answer to that question will affect the network. The answer to that question will affect our discipleship. The answer to that question will affect our ministry. Are we giving our best to God? Hear what I didn't say. I didn't ask you if we were giving our best to the church. Are we giving our best to God? Are we giving Him first fruits, the Bible would call it? Our best friends. We are a network. We work together to support and share the services of God because that is our common interest in this world. May God make our network the best fitted, the best fed, and the best functioning network it can possibly be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I just wonder how our family will be next week when we come back to worship You again. Will we be stronger? Will we be clearer in our relationship with you? Will we have given you our best? Will we make sure we're fitting our life into your plan as we've invited you to pull us along your side and teach us your will? Will we follow that will? Will we feed our spirit with your word? God, it would be tempting, and maybe some of us would be even confessional right now, to say, you know, I really didn't spend much time in the Bible between last Sunday and this Sunday. But it could make a difference next Sunday if we could spend more. And, oh God, may we be giving you our best. May we be functioning in your service, giving back to you who gave yourself for us. May we give you our best. For our prayer is in Christ's name. Amen. Our hymn is page 275. I surrender all. This morning, if God's Spirit is calling you to make some public decision, we want to invite you to do that. But may each of us this moment just answer that one question. Am I giving God my best as we stand together? FSYC will be again leading us in worship. We are grateful for them leading us this morning and again tonight at 7 o'clock. I know you want to be here to support their musical, extremely his, as they will be sharing that with us. And if you haven't signed up yet, I saw some of our ladies slip off in the fellowship hall. We're still signing folks up for the pictorial directory. And so those dates are over there. If you haven't done that, we'd like to have that of everybody in our church family as we take this snapshot of the history of Black Springs Baptist in just a few weeks. We do that about every 5 years, and it's time to do that. So, and you you can see how much you've changed in 5 years. I know that'll be an exciting thing.
And
Mother's
Day breakfast sign up also.
Thank you. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. We're going to have a baby dedication. We're going to have breakfast for our ladies. And we just need to know how much fat bag to buy. So if you just sign up every day for us, we'll know how much to buy. And we could use some help moving furniture immediately following. This is good. What else can we do? See, we're networking.
I like it
when it comes to that. Very good. Now, as we leave this place, may we do so in God's peace, in God's power, and in God's abiding presence, that we might be His wireless network being in the midst of all these people. Would you pray? God, would you go with us from this place? That people might connect to you through us as we go from here strengthened by your presence and as we go as disciples growing in our faith. Lead us and direct us. In Christ's name we pray.
Are we using...
Holy cow, that's...